And 89.1 WEMU, I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by each Thursday for Cinema Chat, and it's good to see you. Lots of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, it's the end of the year, holiday season, awards rush to release a lot of films, and there's a lot of great ones that are playing right now. But I want to announce that a week from today, Thursday, December 15th at 7:30, we have a very special free screening of the Masterpiece Theater work that appears on PBS of Victoria. This is taking the time slot that was formerly taken by Downton Abbey.
Right.
And this is about... It's a multi-part series and a dramatic series, not a documentary series, about Queen Victoria of England. So, you know, it's set in
the
time.
It's a chance to see this before it ever gets to PBS,
right? That's
right.
So you can see it on the 15th, basically a month before it's going to be on PBS.
They've been talking about this for about a year, much anticipated.
Yeah, Jenna Coleman, who plays Doctor Who, appears in Doctor Who. It plays Queen Victoria. So anyway, go to the Michigan Theater website. You can sign up for free, but you have to sign up in advance. And we're going to be doing this a week from today at 7:30. One of my favorite shows, anyone that knows me, is Saturday Night Live. I've watched it for 40 years now, from the very beginning when I was a freshman in college. Kate McKinnon, who is the star of Saturday Night Live right now, she plays Hillary Clinton and Kellyanne Conway, Donald Trump's campaign manager. Mm-hmm. And she's in kind of almost every skit. She's just really great. But she's going to do a movie based on Deborah Luck's young adult novel called The Lunch Witch. So we can look forward to that, so she should be a lot of fun.
You know, that's the beginning of the end, right? As soon as they start those movies, they're not for Saturday Night Live very much longer.
She's actually in quite a few movies. She's going to be in the Office Party movie that's right now. And then they have the list of the 10 most overpaid actors, and for a second year in a row, Johnny Depp heads that list.
Which means he gets paid a lot and doesn't bring much in, right?
So, well, and, you know, years ago I read this book about trying to determine what makes a hit movie, and this mathematician looked for any kind of corollary that they could, genre, style, ratings, stars, whatever, and there was no correlation between what, you know, whether it was a comedy, whether it was a tragedy,
right.
And there was no correlation between the type of movie and how popular it was, and so consequently this is just as another example of that, is sometimes you can hire really big stars and you just don't turn out the box office. But Johnny Depp for the last 2 years has headed that list. So for every dollar they spent on Johnny Depp, they only took in $2.80.
And with the other $1.80, they had to pay for the whole production and the other people, right?
Which they probably
so
didn't
they
make.
Probably lost money, is what we're saying.
Yeah, Will Smith is second. Channing Tatum is third. Will Ferrell, George Clooney, those are the top five. You'll note, in all 10
names.
Of these, yes, absolutely. There's only one woman. They're all men that are these, you know, the most expensive. Julia Roberts is number 9. And Bradley Cooper's number 10. And, you know, and Julia Roberts, you pay her a dollar and you make 10. You pay Bradley Cooper, you pay him a dollar and you make 12, 10.
Almost
so
pays
anyway,
for the rest of the production.
Yeah, you might consider that. So anyway.
But it's probably because women are not paid on the same scale as men in Hollywood anyway.
Totally unfair. Totally unfair. Lots of issues there.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO. And the movie opening day downtown this week, I have heard such stellar things about. Even actors who were not in this movie are touting it as one of the best of the recent generation.
That's right. Kenneth Lonergan's film Manchester by the Sea was the film, when I was at Sundance last year, that my peers talked the most about of all of the films that were out there. And that was the year of Birth of a Nation, which was a huge, huge budget film that came out of Sundance. But the folks that, you know, I hung out with, Manchester by the Sea,
that was the one.
That was the one that they talked the most about. And a lot of folks are saying, just hand Casey Affleck the Oscar. He's just so great in this film. So Casey Affleck plays a janitor who is many, many years before is forced to leave his hometown, which is Manchester by the Sea. That literally is the name of the town in Massachusetts. And he's a janitor in a neighboring town down the road a little bit. And his older brother passes away and leaves a 16-year-old son that Casey Affleck's character ends up being the guardian. So he comes back to his hometown. And he has to deal with not only taking on the charge of the 16-year-old, which is a handful in and of itself, but his ex-wife is played by Michelle Williams, and he has to confront that situation, and there were lots of messy issues about that, and all of the other things that happens when you go back to your hometown. Kenneth Lonergan has been credited with creating great characters and an affecting drama. This has gotten 97% positive reviews. It's on everybody's
best. And I'm guessing
the
other 3% of critics probably don't even like their own children.
That could be. But, you know, all the films that are playing at the Michigan right now have almost 90% rating. The worst rated film at the Michigan, playing the Michigan Theater right now, is Loving, and that has a 89% positive review, and it says Loving takes an understated approach to telling a painful and still relevant story, a real life tale about the sensitive performances that breathe additional life into superlative historical drama, which is about the couple whose relationship ended up powering the lawsuit that overturned the illegality
marriage, right,
of interracial marriage. It's a very compelling film. Eagle Huntress is a wonderful documentary about this 13-year-old girl who becomes an eagle hunter, which is a tribal tradition that only men and boys had done up until this point. It's beautifully shot.
Breaking glass ceilings everywhere.
And it's a lot of fun. The Eagle Huntress is definitely worth checking
out.
And Moonlight is literally on everybody's top 10 list in terms of critics. So we just have four great films playing. And then we've got Gremlins, which concludes our 80s teen classic film series, and that's going to be tonight at 9:30. And it's got a Christmas setting. It's kind of a Christmas Eve setting for that movie. And then the literal Christmas movie holiday classic that we're doing, which is free on Sunday, is Prancer, which is about a girl who discovers an injured reindeer.
And it's got Cloris Leachman. How could you not love it?
Yeah, it does, because it's got Cloris Leachman and Sam Elliott. So it's got a good cast and a starring young woman. At the multiplex, a film that I wish we were playing, we just don't have room for it, is Nocturnal Animals. This is Tom Ford's new film. He's a fashion designer, but he's also wrote and directed this film, and he's directed a couple of other films to very good reviews. It stars Amy Adams and Jake Gyllenhaal as a divorced couple discovering the dark truths about each other and themselves in a romantic, shockingly intimate kind of drama. Again, very good reviews, 78% positive reviews, well acted, lovely to look at. Nocturnal Animals, further underscore writer-director Tom Ford's distinctive visual and narrative style.
There's an option on the lighter side as well.
That's right, The Office Party.
Office Christmas Party.
That's right, The Office Christmas Party, which stars Jennifer Aniston as a CEO, and then her brother is played by T.J. Miller, ends up being a branch manager for the business that she's in.
And he has issues.
And he has issues. Jason Bateman is also in that.
Which is great. Aniston and Bateman, they were in like horrible bosses together or something.
They are.
Right?
And,
so they have some chemistry somewhere.
Very compelling performance. Jennifer Aniston auditioned for Saturday Night Live and didn't get that, but she got this little show called Friends, which turned out pretty well for her. But she's a very, very talented comedic actress. Again, the reviews aren't so strong on this, but if you're looking for a little holiday escape, Office Christmas Party, maybe just what's ordered.
You know what I've been looking for?
What
a really good pickle recipe.
That's right.
Do you have one?
Well, a week from today, or a week from tomorrow, we open The Pickle Recipe, which is a Detroit-made film. We're playing it for a week, and the cast is going to be there all weekend next week, so you can check that out. But go to the movies. There's just great stuff playing right now. Seriously, really great stuff.
And that happens about the end of each year. Great stuff starts to come out.
That's so true.
So go to the movies. Hope you enjoy yourself. You have several options. If you missed any of them, you can find it on our website later today on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
Ta-ta from Manchester by the Sea.